Today we're going to spin a lost 45 for you. We can do that because
we are iSnark. Bump it up, bump, 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 bump.
iSnark, you snark, we all snark for the iSnark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter guys drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this. Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Who Gives a Damn? It's the New Mentality. And now, the man who makes his own mentality. Nope, maybe he's just gone plain mental. Here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome to our 178th installment of I Snark. Ego sum brianis Michaelis pagina. I Snark Amicis Vicinis Vestris. Brace yourself, folks. The I Snark studio, as well as the rest of our dwelling place, has been invaded by babies. Two of them, to be exact, Devin and Jesse. Both boys just over a year old. One is the son of my older daughter's maid of honor, and the other is the son of a friend of my younger son. The result could be even funnier than Seamus O'Reilly crashing a keg party, so watch out. If it does get noisy here, just remember that's the risk you take when you listen to a podcaster who records from home. Yet, you get a guy who's not afraid to show off his family. Now, for those who watched iStark TV episodes 11 and 12, the revamping of the Advent Psalms is complete. In fact, the psalm you heard on TV 11, Psalm 80, just got redone again. And hold on a second, Devin's got something to say.
What do you say?
Okay, I guess he didn't have anything to say. He just wanted to examine it. Okay, but yeah, Psalm 80 got redone again. Finally, it came out right. And to top it off, I took the liberty of revamping the Alleluia also for the Sunday of Advent. This includes all the verses, of course. Now, for some reason, I have this thing for adapting pieces of seasonal chant hymns for certain alleluias. Like for Advent 1, I use Condita or Mesiderum. For the Christmas season, Divinum Mysterium. For Lent and Holy Week, Vexillo Regis Prodeunt. And, of course, that one for Lent and Holy Week is not the Alleluia, but instead Glory and Praise to You, Lord Jesus Christ, one of the four options the lectionary gives for the responsory before the Gospel from Ash Wednesday through Good Friday. And then finally for Easter, O Filii et Filiae. So yeah, my 12 responsories for Advent, including the Alleluia, finally revamped. You can check those out at crystalsofancientmusic.blogspot.com. You'll like what you see, I think. Now this Friday, I make my official debut in a bowling league. No, not candle pins. Unfortunately, we don't have those here in Little Rhodey. This would be standard 10-pin fare with the bigger, heavier balls. And I usually average in 10-pin what most candlepin pros average at their game. Usually about 120, 130. It's been about 5 years since I bowled steady, so I may have to sandbag my way back up. I'm also about 60 pounds heavier than the last time I bowled in any type of league. So this is my attempt to get back into something that resembles shape. What's nice is I'm not alone. My son Brian and my son-in-law Kenny are on the same team as me. We're on a four-man team. It's four guys. And then there's a team with four girls in the same league that include my daughter Jessica, Kenny's wife, and my niece Megan. So, yeah, we got six family members all in the same league. Gotta love it. It's a fun league. Don't have to worry about being too serious. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fun. You know? That's all I can have is fun. I mean, I've never had a 200 game in my life, let alone hit a perfect 300. I did 193 twice, but that's it. Oh, and there goes There goes Jesse. Tried to get him from an interview, but that didn't work. Oh, there goes Devin chasing after him. Like I said, this could be funnier than Seamus at a keg party. But yeah, I did hit 193 twice, but that's about it. I never did hit a 500 triple. 497 once. Matter of fact, the day I hit the 497 triple was the day I threw the first of my two 193 games. My other two games, if I remember correctly, that day were 160 and 144. The 144 being closer to the real me at that time. Probably still closer to the real me now. That, by the way, was back when I was in high school. The other 193 was in the Adult Child League that my wife and kids and I all bowled in a few years back. Now, today we're going to be featuring a lost 45, first one of those we've had in eons. But first, let's give a warm welcome to those big, hairy jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Why, thank you, Jungle Screechers. Okay, we're in mid-month in October. Let's see what the rest of this month brings us, shall we? Okay, starting off with Sunday, October 16th. In the ordinary form and Anglican use, 29th Sunday of ordinary time. In the extraordinary form, 18th Sunday after Pentecost. Monday, October 17th. In the extraordinary form, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, Virgin, third class feast. And in the ordinary form and Anglican use, St. Ignatius of Antioch, priest and martyr, that will be celebrated as a memorial. Tuesday, the 18th, all three forms, St. Luke, apostle and evangelist, second class feast in the extraordinary form. And in the ordinary form and Anglican use, a feast. Wednesday, the 19th, extraordinary form, St. Peter of Alcantara, confessor, third class feast. And in the ordinary form and Anglican use, St. John de Brebeuf, Isaac Jogues, both of them priests and martyrs, and as well as their martyred companions. That is a memorial. Thursday, October 20th, in the extraordinary form, feast of St. John Cantius, confessor, third class, ordinary form and Anglican use, St. Paul of the Cross, who is a priest. That is an optional memorial. Friday, the 21st, in all three forms, feria. Extraordinary form, however, has two low mass commemorations that day. One for St. Hilarion, who is an abbot, and the other for St. Ursula and her companions, virgins and martyrs. Saturday, the 22nd, in the extraordinary form and ordinary form, the Our Lady feast on Saturday, optional memorial in the ordinary form, fourth class in the extraordinary form. In the Anglican use, feria. Sunday, the 23rd, in the ordinary form and Anglican use, 30th Sunday of ordinary time, extraordinary form, 19th Sunday after Pentecost. Now, Monday, the 24th. In the extraordinary form, St. Raphael, Archangel, third class. In the ordinary form and Anglican use, St. Anthony Mary Claret, who is a bishop, optional memorial. Tuesday, the 25th. In the ordinary form and extraordinary form, feria. However, in the extraordinary form, there is a low mass commemoration for St. Chrysanthus and Daria, both of whom are martyrs. Now, in the Anglican use, they have a memorial that day. It's a little unique for them. Cuthbert Mayne, John Hooton, Edward Campion, Richard Ginn, and 36 companions, all of which are martyrs. Now, Wednesday the 26th, in all three forms, feria. In the extraordinary form, there's a low mass commemoration of St. Evaristus, Pope and martyr. Evaristus, by the way, was the fifth pope in the history of the one true church. His papacy started around the year 99 and finished in 107. And it gets a little bit easier the rest of the month. Thursday the 27th in all three forms, feria. Friday the 28th in all three forms, Saints Simon and Jude, apostles, celebrated as a feast. In the ordinary form, it's a second class. Saturday the 29th, again, Our Lady on Saturday for the extraordinary form and ordinary form. And then for the Anglican use, feria. Sunday, October 30th, in the extraordinary form, the Feast of Christ the King, and that is a first class. And then in the ordinary form and Anglican use, 31st Sunday of ordinary time. And finally, Monday, October 31st, in all three forms, feria. And there's a notation in the extraordinary form that for that day, the proper of the Mass for the 20th Sunday of after Pentecost is used.
We'll be back.
Coming up, a Catholic lost 45 and a top 10 list from K Street. I wonder what that would be. Do I need to stay tuned or do I run? Nah, stick around.
And now, a random thought.
Faithful Catholics came to Mass. They sing songs from Gather. Sing four-part polyphony and chant and hymns they'd rather.
Krakowska, kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Time for another session of
In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do.
Okay. Let's start off with
In What We Have Done
for the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time this Sunday just passed. And right off the bat, we have an opening hymn for you. Here it is.
Oh,
Praise to the holiest in the height, and in the depths be praise. Text by the great Cardinal John Henry Newman. Tuned by Sir Richard Runciman Terry. I almost made this one a Catholic Lost 45, but I actually did hear this hymn in a Catholic church not too long ago, about 2008-ish. Blessed Sacrament in Providence. The organist at the time was the Venerable Donald Dame. And this hymn came out of the rarely found 1984 edition People's Mass Book when I had heard it at Blessed Sacrament. By the way, if you're my friend on Facebook, you'll find a YouTube video I posted on my wall containing the text and the same tune sung by an English choir of unknown origin. The version in this video is downright gorgeous, especially that descant on the final verse. You'll love it. The psalm of the day, Give the Lord Glory and Honor, was the antiphon that goes along with Psalm 96 by Richard Rice. The Alleluia was the one set by Robert Twynham. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The offertory was Faith of Our Fathers, and yes, the real Faith of Our Fathers, not that living faith thingy that has infested some of the later hymnals. You know, like Faith of Our Fathers, Mothers, Brothers, Sisters, Uncles, Aunties, Cousins, Cousinettes. Yeah, Cousinettes. Sanctus and Memorial Acclamation, we proclaim your death, O Lord. Both of those from the 2010 Sacramentary. The Amen is the adaptation from the Sanctus from Missa de Angelis. And the Agnus Dei, music also from the new Sacramentary. And our music during communion consisted of this lovely anthem. That one you just heard, based on Psalm 96, Cantate Domino Canticum Novum, sing to the Lord a new song. music by Vincent Dundee. This was actually a big hit at Holy Name when I was there. And this is actually fresh out of the St. Gregory hymnal, by the way. So if anybody's looking for a good, quick fix anthem, there you go. St. Gregory hymnal, number 311. I just recently learned that this piece was a favorite of my current pastor. So it worked out quite nice. And the meditation hymn right after that was this. So there you go, fairest Lord Jesus, set to the beloved tune, St. Elizabeth. The recessional hymn is the church's one foundation, the familiar tune, Aurelia. And now,
what we're going to do.
Now for the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time, in addition to the psalm and anthem, we also have the hymn list a week early. So we're going to give it all to you right here. The entrance hymn for next Sunday is our featured Catholic Lost 45, Hosanna to the Living Lord. You'll hear that one shortly. Psalm 18 will be the responsorial psalm, along with the antiphon, I Love You, Lord, My Strength, set to music by Richard Rice. Our hymn during the offertory is Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, using the familiar tune, Heiferdahl. During communion, we'll chant the Mode 6, Ubi Caritas. Meditation will be Hark My Soul, It Is the Lord, using a tune called Campion. And finally, we'll finish off with When Morning Gilds the Skies, set to the tune, Laudes Domini.
And now, this message. Shall we gather at the TV, park our butts and watch the game, while we chug our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weiss beer by name? König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand, König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louie to you.
König Ludwig is the right.
great beer, a golden high-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing. Kernig, Ludwig, Gluey to you. Hey!
Let's dig deep in the archives for Catholic Lost 45. Let's dig deep in the archives for Catholic Lost 45.
Today's featured Lost 45, Hosanna to the Living Lord, by the guys who gave us Holy, Holy, Holy.
Catholic Lost 45!
Well, almost 4 years have lapsed since the last time we did a Catholic Lost 45. November 13th, 2007 to be exact, just 2 days before I was sacked from the Geistkirche. And the last one we did at that time was Glorious Things of the Spoken, the Austrian hymn tune. The last piece I had recorded from the Geistkirche. Well, now that I have a parish of my own once again, I can start throwing in some Lost 45s here and there. So yeah, the hymn we're featuring today is Hosanna to the Living Lord, using a tune simply called Hosanna. The author-composer team who gave us this hymn is the same author-composer team that gave us Holy, Holy, Holy. The author, Reginald Heber, in 1811, 15 years before Holy, Holy, Holy. The composer, John Bacchaeus Dykes, in 1865, 4 years after the tune Nicaea, the tune most often associated with Holy, Holy, Holy. Now, the last hymnals I recall that included Hosanna to the Living Lord in Catholic hymnals, that is. These were both published in the late 1970s. Those hymnals were Book of Sacred Song, Liturgical Press, 1977. And We Celebrate, the beige 1979 edition when J.S. Pollock was still J.S. Pollock. That edition, of course, was the second edition of We Celebrate. And then when the blue cover came out in 1982, the hymn Hosanna to the Living Lord was dropped, along with many other fine hymns. World Library is now, by the way, going into their 11th edition of We Celebrate. So, the musical question, where the Sam hell are you getting this hymn from? Well, simple. I did make mention that we have two hymnals in our church. I mentioned this a few episodes back. We have Worship 3 and Hymnal 1940. Which one do you think contains Hosanna to the Living Lord? Not Worship 3. Well, our version was sung at the 11:15 Mass a couple of Sundays ago, joined by our Cantory Lane. Now, the procession included bells and smells, thus giving me ample time to do a little improv in between the last two verses. Yes, we had incense and everything. Incense the altar at the procession. I love when that's done. Further, We Celebrate and Book of Sacred Song versions of this hymn are in the key of F, yielding a top note of C. The Hymnal 1940 version is in the key of A flat, yielding a top note of E flat. Now, this high E flat shows up as the second note of the melody and also the third to last note as a dotted half note. So I compromised and played the hymn in the key of G. Top note is a D. Everyone's happy, I think. Oh, by the way, I'm going to leave a link in today's show notes for the hymn in the Net Hymnal website, formerly known as Cyber Hymnal. The MIDI for the Net Hymnal version is even higher, key of A. So without further ado, here it is, Hosanna to the Living Lord, our Catholic Lost 45.
Thank you.
don't do this at church.
Eat the barma, uncles, aunties too.
Time for our Podsafe musical guest. Here is Thad Helderman. Helderman with a tune simply called Peace. You can find Thad's website at thadhelderman.com. I'll leave that link in the show note for you. That comes courtesy of Music Alley, www.musicalley.com.
I have tucked under my right armpit today's iSnark top 10 list.
Boom, boom, boom. 10 little, 9 little, 8 little snarks. 7 little, 6 little, 5 little snarks. 4 little, 3 little, 2 little snarks. 1 little snark.
And what an interesting top 10 list we have today. Today's top 10 list is brought to you by people who occupy streets and have no clue what the hell they're complaining about. So our top 10 list is top 10 mass translation demands by the folks at Occupy K Street. Yep, that's K, just the letter K. Okay. Little do much of anyone know, K Street in Washington, D.C. is the home of ISIL headquarters. It's ICEL, the International Commission on English and the Liturgy. These are the people who are responsible for translating Holy Mass for us. Now, mind you, ISIL as we know it today is not the ISIL that screwed up the mass translation 40-some years ago. This is a cleaned-up house. This is an altogether different set of people. We actually have in this group prelates, priests, and laity all over the English-speaking world who actually get it at this time. They actually got it right. So now that we got it right for a change, a few, not many, just a few, you know, just a little handful of whack jobs, basket cases, and daytime Emmy Award nominee wannabes, just a few of them, folk, decided to play Occupy K Street and make their own little demands as to the translations they want for Mass. So, from the home office at the Coventry Walmart, where customers can argue with management on candid camera and get thousands of hits on YouTube, top 10 mass translation demands by the folks at Occupy K Street. Here we go. Number 10, colleagues translates to keg. Number 9, pro multis translates to those who haven't started trouble at the bar yet. Number 8, et cum spiritu tuo translates to right back at you, dude. Number 7, dignum et justum est translates to okay, I guess. Number 6, cantus offertorum translates to song while the hat is passed. Speaking of which, I believe they also asked for a hat to be passed around instead of those wicker baskets with the long wicker handles. Number 5, pax vobiscum translates to peace, bro. Incidentally, this feature is most effective when you're dressed in tie-dye. Number 4, mysterium fidei translates to mystery. You mean like the mystery machine, man? Number 3, Motem tuam annunciamus domine translates to Marty Hawkins, we remember. Ew! Ew is right. Number 2, consubstantialem patri translates to somehow connected with the Father. And the number 1 mass translation demand by the folks at Occupy K Street, ite misa es, translates to Mass is done, go, get the hell out of here, scram.
I snark, still.
Ready, music, and fun, that's us.
On the next I Snark, to be announced. Brought to you by To Be Announced. Keep your grubbies off that mouse. We will be back. I said keep your grubbies off.
Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Aye, 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 aye.
Christus Vincit Whitewash.
Don't do this at church. I have an addendum to make to our Feast for the Week segment from earlier on this show. Before I close this off, I got to get this in here. Saturday, October 22nd, I did mention there was going to be Our Lady Saturday, which it still is, as an optional memorial, always as an optional memorial. There is an added optional memorial that we are going to add to that in the Ordinary Form calendar at the very least, and that is one of the most recent beatifications, believe it or not, Blessed Pope John Paul II, dubbed by many as John Paul the Great, beatified May 1st this year. His feast is celebrated as a mandatory memorial in Rome and in all dioceses in the country of Poland, and then as an optional memorial everywhere else in the world.
I just learned this a few minutes ago, matter of fact, pretty long after the Feast of the Week segment for this show was recorded. It's an honor for me to make this correction. If you haven't done so already, come and join us at the new Fans of the iSnark page on Facebook. Great place to discuss latest episodes of iSnark, iSnark TV, and all other things liturgy, music, and fun. We will leave a link in today's show notes for you, as well as on the sidebar at iSnarkmedia.blogspot.com. Please take every liberty possible to click the link to the new page and simply just hit the like button. Liturgy, music, and fun infesting Facebook. Imagine that. I want to thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode of iSnark or iSnark TV. I'm debating which one I want to do next. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Pox. iSnark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available in a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you, and by Christos Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.